This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
How do you study sexually transmitted diseases?
Lots of field work, I guess.
Lots of field work.
Yeah. Okay.
Show your work.
106.5 The End.
Time for another edition of, hey, Florida, I'm going to need you to stop. In Florida, a 28-year-old man named Tyler was arrested and charged for robbing an acquaintance of his wallet and phone. That sucks.
Yeah, his acquaintance.
Here's the problem. He's robbed him multiple times. It's like his neighbor.
Oh, it's his neighbor. It's not his friend.
Right. It's just an acquaintance.
More than an acquaintance, because it's hard to get away from that person.
True, but not friend.
Okay, like, not friend, yeah. Neighbor. Right. Huh, okay.
Police are saying that Tyler assaulted the victim last month as he was exiting his house near Daytona Beach. He said the cops said that the guy, Tyler, reached into the neighbor's pants and stole all of his belongings, including his cell phone and wallet.
Okay.
All of your belongings in your pants?
Well, maybe he's saying all of his belongings that were in his pants.
That were in his pants. Okay.
But reached into his pants.
Mm-hmm.
Not at no point did the neighbor just go, get out of here.
Well, if this is not the first time it's happened,
right.
He was like, oh.
Here we go.
Right, here we go again.
I got to take some notes. What is the, what is it called? Antagonist name it in this story.
So Tyler is the assaulter.
Tyler, of course it is.
Yeah. Right. We don't have a name for the neighbor.
Okay.
Let's call him.
Because he's a victim.
Can we call him Gil?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Gil. Okay. So apparently, Gil said that Tyler threatened to burn his house down and said, quote, told him every time he sees me that he's going to take everything he's got.
Okay, so this is how this conversation went.
This is not funny.
Tyler, Gil was leaving to go to work.
Okay, Tyler, Gil's nice, too.
Gil's very nice.
Yeah, he's walking to his car. Hey, Tyler.
Tyler jumped out from a bush. Okay. Tyler jumped out from a bush, and Gil goes, oh, my God.
Tyler, I asked you to stop.
Tyler, how many times? I'm going to call your mom eventually, okay? You got to stop this. And Tyler goes, give me all your money.
Burn your house down.
No, don't get there yet.
Okay.
Because Gil goes, Tyler, we talked about this. We talked about it last time. You took all my money last time.
And the last time you came over, Jeannie said the same thing.
Well, now you got a house, and I can burn it down. So give me all your money and your phone. Come on, Tyler. Can't I just go to work? Why now?
Okay, I feel like Gil is older than that.
Oh, sure.
Not to interrupt, believe it or not, they've known each other their entire lives. They're the same age. They've been friends since childhood.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's not... Listen, we're only touching the surface of this iceberg, okay?
I need to change Gil's name now that I know that he's not an old man.
Okay.
Do you? Because I think that sounds... For Florida, that sounds...
Nope, his name is Scott.
Scott, okay.
Now, Scott and Tyler, now that they are going back and forth on someone's house getting burned down, Tyler unfortunately was arrested. He was charged with felony robbery and theft, which is a misdemeanor. But here's the thing. Tyler had his booking photo taken.
Okay.
And Tyler has a drawn on old-timey villain vaudeville mustache. You can text the word fake to 73389, F-A-K-E to 73389 if you want to see it.
I can't do it fast enough.
Now, it looks like, you know, back in the day in college when you used to fall asleep and people would draw things on your face.
That happened to you in college?
Yeah, it happened to me multiple times.
Not in... Like middle school.
Oh, my God. High school, too, yeah.
Look at Tyler.
They're calling him Snidely Whiplash.
That's a reference from an old show called Rocky and Bullwinkle. And I'm glad that that actually came up because it is a very villainous handlebar mustache. Now, okay, now let's put ourselves in Tyler's shoes.
Now, real fast, if you text fake to 73389, please know that is not a real mustache. I feel like we need to say that.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
So let's say, for instance, you're Tyler and you think it's a great idea to draw a mustache on because you're going to fool the authorities.
Yes. Okay.
They'll never find me now.
Uh-uh. No.
Why would you pick a villainous mustache? Why would you have it come up? It looks like he just got done tying a damsel to a railroad
track. It does. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. So you think he should do more of a Tom Selleck, something full, something big, distinguished. Nice.
Exactly. The only mustache more villainous than this one's the Hitler mustache.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if you look at this picture, and you can see it by texting fake to 73389, he can grow facial hair. It's not like Kevin.
Yeah, he has like an unkept beard.
No, it's a chin strap, even worse.
Oh, but I mean, it's unkept.
It's a very 2003 Fred Durst chin strap.
You know, and Kevin can barely grow any facial hair at all. Yes. I would understand a person like that in this situation.
Right.
Like, I can't grow anything. Quick, give me that Sharpie. I'm going to put it on my face. Whereas this guy, if he really was dedicated to the mustache, could likely grow something similar.
Well, he didn't have the time, right?
He didn't have the time.
For God's sakes. Here's what I would like to know. Oh, he does have a chin strap.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'd like to know. Why did he stop at the mustache?
Oh, great question.
Why not give himself a monocle and a beauty mark?
Great question. Why even stop at human? Give yourself a dog nose.
Yeah.
And draw freckles and whiskers on your face.
Look like one of those filters.
Right. Oh, my God. I think that's Tyler, the guy who robbed me. Sir, that is a dog.
That's a dachshund.
That's a very villainous dog.
Now, he also has some tattoos, so like getting something permanent, he's not afraid of. One of the things that are part of his tattoo repertoire, he has the words king on one hand and size on the other on his knuckles.
King size.
Oh, my God. Man. Okay, Gavin, you have sons.
I do.
Okay, let's pretend, it wouldn't be Connor, he's too sensitive.
Right.
So let's pretend Theo grows up to be a real Tyler, okay?
Oh, man.
And you start seeing it coming because he starts shaking down the neighbor kids.
Okay. If this is going to the king size area, he does love candy an awful lot.
Okay, mm-hmm. So my question is, where do you think you went wrong?
Oh, that's a great question. What a hard question to answer. So my son turns out to be a Tyler.
Yeah.
And he gets a mugshot just like this.
Mm-hmm, but you've seen him messing with the Scots of the neighborhood for years.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would say, you know what? It started with the Scots. I should have intervened with the bullying way back when.
Sure. And taught him different kinds of mustaches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.